right, it looks like we're all here. Time being 7:02, I call to order the Franklin School Committee meeting. Meetings are recorded by Franklin TV, as well as recorded by Franklin Matters. Today is a virtual only school committee meeting. Because of that, I'm just going to do a roll call of school committee members present. Vice Chair McNeil?
Present.
Sampali?
Yes.
Charles?
Here.
O'Sullivan?
Yes.
All right, and Callahan here as well. Excellent. Thank you very much. All right, no pledge student, but if we can all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And unmute, so it's not just me, if you guys don't mind. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, and as is customary, we'll pause for a moment of silence. Thanks. All right, review of agenda. Agenda look okay to everybody? All right, payment of bills taken care of. Payroll, Vice Chair McNeil?
Payroll is all set.
All right, FHS student reps are properly enjoying summer. Superintendent report.
Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to make a few brief announcements. So it is the end of the 24-25 school year, which is officially concluded on June 18th, marking the end of a meaningful chapter for our students, staff, and families. As each school community found its own unique and thoughtful way to close out the year, reflecting the relationships, traditions, and values that make each of our buildings special. From final celebrations to student send-offs, it was heartening to see so many of those moments and connections. I wanted to express a special thanks to our PCCs, our Sunshine Committees, and for all those who contributed behind the scenes to make the end-of-year experiences a memorable one. Your care and effort did not go unnoticed. And staff, also, who made full use of the final half days that you approved as a school committee to pack up rooms, organize materials in preparation for the summer transitions ahead. And I had the opportunity to walk the buildings alongside Colin and our principals, and I can personally attest to the tremendous effort, teamwork, and collaboration that was underway to make that possible. From labeled boxes to cleared classrooms, it was just evident our staff approached this work with focus, flexibility, and dedication. So my sincere thanks goes out to all of our staff and employees who supported the close of this particular school year to help lay the groundwork for a successful summer move. Speaking of moves, as we transition into the summer relocation work, I'm pleased to share that all pre-K through 8 instructional staff successfully completed all the packing. As I said, the efficiency and attention to this detail cannot be understated. I'll say it again. The school principals and administrative assistants will complete their final packing tasks for this Friday with the deadline. Meanwhile, as I said, we've begun the walkthroughs and will continue throughout this week to ensure that each space is fully ready for transitions. I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to, once again, our facilities department, our teachers, our staff, our admin, and most importantly, Colin Wave, our director of operations, for the work he's done to organize and communicate and just continually show up for people with when they have questions or need support. He's been a tremendous asset to our team. He's done a phenomenal job. So I just wanted to thank you publicly, Colin. And as we've toured the rooms and looked across the board, it's clear that the preparations and the communication that you put into this move, it's been organized. And I think it created a lot less stress than we would have anticipated without having you in that role. So you've done some really meaningful work. So thank you. Transportation registration update. So the registration for the 25-26 school year is officially closed, and it closed on June 20th, as we've said multiple times on this particular in this venue. At present, we have 2,492 registered riders, slightly up from last year's total of 2,466. On June 21st, the waitlist opened via Link Connect. Families who did not, who still need transportation, are encouraged to sign up. And as of today, there's 16 students currently on the waitlist. Route development will begin next week and in collaboration with Holmes Transportation, and we will continue to follow the structures and guidelines presented during the March 11th school committee meeting. Routes are expected to be posted in early August, and families will have an opportunity to provide feedback before routes are finalized that month. Finally, I have a positive announcement to make around a special education van. So we are grateful to State Representative Jeff Roy, who secured an earmark to support Franklin Public Schools with the purchase of a much-needed special education van. This investment addresses the ongoing challenges related to our aging in-district fleet. In recent years, budget limitations prevented the district from replacing some of the older vehicles. However, through some strategic planning and with the use of some capital funds, combined with Representative Roy's advocacy and earmark, we now position ourselves to stabilize our fleet and maintain a more predictable replacement cycle to move forward. So this is a clear, strong example of how local and state partnerships can directly improve our access to safety and continuity of services for our students. So that completes my report. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
All right, wonderful. We'll go right to Vice Chair McNeil.
No questions on my end, but thank you, Lucas, for that update, for all the hard work you've been doing to wrap up the year, prepare for next year. Also extends thanks to Representative Jeff Roy for those funds for the special ed van. It's a big help and this year in particular. So thank you. That's all I have.
All right, Sampali.
Yeah. Thank you, Lucas, for all your hard work and really appreciate it. And it's not only you, but along with your team, Tina, Colin, and all, I really appreciate Jeff Roy's remarks as well. And thank you very much for your service. Looking forward to see you again in the next year.
Thank you. O'Sullivan?
Yep. No questions. I wasn't at the last meeting, and I want to I didn't get a chance to say how great I thought the middle school experience. Sorry, I just muted. I wasn't at the last meeting, so I didn't get to talk about how great the Meet Me in the middle school experience was. And Craig Williams, I got to kind of meet a lot of the staff and the department heads, and it was awesome. And Colin, thank you. And what Lucas said is dead on. So I hear from people around the building, and especially from Lucas, how great you're doing. So thank you. And then, Jeff Roy, I saw him at Pride, and he was like, I got you a special education van. And he was like very proud to have sort of proactively looked at the schools too, because he knew that the failed override was brutal on us again. So thank you to him for that. But yeah, that's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you. And Charles?
So thanks for the updates. A few questions. So glad to hear that the bus registration has gone well. I'm happy that people have signed up as expected. Question about the wait list, though. So for folks that are on the wait list, when would they expect to find out that they are off the wait list?
So we expect that the route development will start to begin next week. So as we structure those routes, as we find space that is within their region, we would reach out to them from the waitlist first to get them a spot. So it could be any time over the next 2 to 3 weeks, I would say.
Okay, cool. And then, would we get an update before the bus routes are posted? In terms of where things are at next?
Absolutely.
Great, thank you. And then the bus. So glad to hear that we got the earmark funding for a bus. Was this something that we had already received capital improvement from the town for a bus?
So we have been, as you know, we've had special education vans each year through the capital process. Last year, there was a few years where we actually paused on vans to prioritize some other things, and that put us at a bit of a deficit. So in collaboration with Lisa Bazignani and Mrs. Morano, really working on how can we catch up, we had three vans that were basically at a point where we were worried they would not pass inspection. There was some issues there. So in this past calendar year, in collaboration with the town, through your approvals through capital, and then some funding that we had approved in the technology department. We had moved because we were about to have a van come offline. So through all of those, we were able to bring us back up to speed to chipping away at annually or biannually at the latest, just trying to keep up with the aging fleet. This came up because Jeff Roy called me at 7 o'clock at night about a month ago and said, if I had one-time funds that I could bake into an earmark around this cost, what would you purchase? And I had already been having ongoing conversations with our pupil services department, transportation. And this was an opportunity. I knew we had one more van that if we took care of, we could get back on a normal cycle of capital requests. And it just made sense. And I thought it was a good use of funding for the amount he was proposing. It was a good use. So that's what happened. And he put it in and we heard it was moving along and it passed through each of the stages. But I just found out at 5:30 this afternoon that it was actually signed. So now we can actually talk to Desi to make sure it happens. I didn't want to over promise and under deliver. So that's how that came to be, Mr. Charles.
Great. No, and this is great. So it's a bus in addition to the initial ask. So.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, perfect.
And I should have just said that.
It's all good. It's just great to see the partnership that our legislators are doing and how they're supporting us as well. I mean, that's definitely key because that's what we asked them to represent and support us. So thank you. Appreciate this work.
Wonderful. Yeah. And big thanks to Rep Roy. I know, I think the first year that we were on, I was on school committee, but there was a bus, desperate need of replacement. Capital just didn't get approved all the way. So that ended up having to kind of get cut. And then I think that same van that we were going to try to replace, but it broke down like 3 weeks later. And then eventually we were able to kind of go and make it work, but just to be able to get ahead of the game. So Lucas, thank you very much for that partnership. That's fantastic. Huge thanks to Representative Roy and Colin and everybody, all of our teachers and educators, the whole team for making this packing process and now the moving process so successful. Huge thanks. So really appreciate all the work that's been going into this.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Guest presentations, none. So we'll jump right into discussion action items, starting with DECA trip to Virginia.
Okay. So I have folks in the participants of the meeting as well. But ultimately, the first up is a DECA trip to Virginia. As you know, we go to school committee. These are typically rotating throughout the year. Each year they rotate destinations, and sometimes they're fairly close. Other times they're across the country in Anaheim, California. And this is an annual recommendation that would take place. So I will read the recommendation and then you can go through your process. So I recommend approval of the request of Emily Rossborough to take DECA students to Arlington, Virginia from November 21st through November 23rd, 2025, as detailed.
All right. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the DECA trip as detailed.
Second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion, questions?
How many students are going in DECA trip?
So if you look at your packet, you can see they're still in the process of determining their DECA participants that would be eligible starting next school year, because each year when students graduate, new students come on. So I don't know the final number, but I know that they put the ratio of 7 students to 1 chaperone. And I think it may have to do with how they qualify as well and who ends up attending. So it can vary, but when I know that, I'm happy to report back out the total number of students that this would be that would be a part of this.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussions, questions? All right, seeing none, the vote will come on a motion or a roll call. McNeil?
Yes.
Sampali?
Yes.
O'Sullivan?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Callahan, yes. Virtual gavel passes. All right. On to action item B, girls basketball trip to Maine.
Okay. So next in your agenda, you'll see the trip proposal with all of the accompanying documentation. Just to summarize for the sake of the benefit of the meeting, Mr. Layton is one of our high school teachers. He's also a veteran basketball coach of our girls basketball team. He's put together the paperwork and the rationale for this trip, but it's an overnight trip. You've approved these in the past for the boys basketball, for example, and this is a great opportunity for our girls team. I know Mr. Layton is available online, but ultimately he's done a really good job of communicating the rationale, the importance, and you know his request and why it's important to the program. I would also just add that you can see where he also outlined how this connects to the portrait of a graduate and a few of the other things, which I thought was a positive thing. So I will read the recommendation. I'm happy to answer any other questions or allow Mr. Layton if you had any for him specifically. I recommend approval of the request of John Layton to take the girls basketball team to Augusta in Portland, Maine, from December 26th through the 27th, 2025, as detailed.
All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the girls' basketball trip to Maine as detailed.
Second.
Second.
All right. Discussions, questions? All right. Vote will come. We got McNeil?
Yes.
Thompoli?
Yes.
O'Sullivan?
Yes.
Andrews?
Yes.
Oh, and Callahan, yes. All right, motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, discussion action C.
So discussion action C is a disposition of student activities account, and Ms. Malotti provided a memo in your folder. Basically, you have a policy JJFG, which is disposition of student activities accounts. And this is when an activity account has been inactive for more than a period of three years or more with no receipts, disbursements, or any type of records that are recorded within it. It shall be closed through a procedure in which a recommendation is made and a school committee takes action on it. I'm happy to answer any questions, but also kick it over to Ms. Malotti if you had any specific questions for her. And at this time, I'll just open it up by reading the recommendation. I recommend approval of disposition of student activity accounts as discussed.
All right. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the disposition of student activity accounts as discussed.
Second.
Second.
All right. And Ms. Malotti, do you have anything you wanted to add first? And we'll do questions and comments.
No, not really. Mr. Degree said it all. I'm happy Fantastic. To answer any questions, though.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the committee? No. All right. Vote will be roll call. McNeil?
Yes.
Thompoli?
Yes.
O'Sullivan?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
And Callahan, yes as well. All right. We're setting a record here. Action item D.
Okay, so this is a recommendation to open new student activity accounts that align with the Franklin Middle School as part of the reorganization. One of the drivers of having this meeting virtually was for this particular vote so that our school business department could use the time through July to prepare and start to continue to organize as we prepare for the start of next school year. With that said, it's basically your policy is JJF-R student activity accounts. And you can see in the memo where Ms. Malotti has outlined where the three middle school accounts will converge into the one middle school account. And she's laid it out with some detail. So with that said, I will read the recommendation and open it up for you all to ask any further questions or take action. So I recommend opening of the Franklin Middle School student activity accounts and closing the existing middle school activity accounts as discussed.
Is there a motion?
Motion to open Franklin Middle School student activity accounts and close existing middle school activity accounts as discussed.
Second.
Second.
All right. Discussion questions. What I will say first, you know, thank you very much for really kind of putting this together. And just for any folks who either are listening now or might be in the future, you know, this is just yet one more reason as to why we've been doing this process for, you know, like over 2 years now. This isn't something, this reorganization that could kind of be done lightly, and, you know, why we went and kind of did the green light to Lucas and his team forever ago now at this point. Because there's just so many little nuances and that are involved with a reorganization. I really thank you for all of the detail that's gone into this entire operation. But so unless there's any other kind of questions or comments, vote will come on roll call. McNeil?
Yes.
Sampali?
Yes.
O'Sullivan?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Callahan? All right, passes and user fees.
Okay. So for your next item, you'll see that we have user fees, which are on the agenda. This is also follow-up from last meeting. I know a few school committee members had asked some questions around the budget and how we had voted on the budget, but ultimately wanted to put some formal votes to the school committee. We just held a policy meeting previously to this meeting, prior to this meeting at 6 o'clock. And just to confirm the plan that would be recommended to you as a committee to move forward. With that said, basically, you'll notice in your packet, there's two areas of recommendation. One involves athletic fees and one involves transportation, the recommendation. So I will just tee up a few pieces of information. I'll read the recommendation. And then we can open it up and continue the process we've had around questions. And we'll do our best as a team to answer any that we have. So basically, just starting with athletics, basically we reviewed the information and in the recommendation from the district to policy subcommittee, which was supported, was around making one shift from a tier three sport, wrestling, moving it into tier two. That would change it from a $350 fee to the $600 fee for tier two. This has to do with the accounting and the cost to run that athletic program. We will continue throughout this year to continue to analyze and look at for next year where we land. But ultimately, that was the one recommendation in the athletic department, just based on the cost to continue to offer that. The second had to do with our transportation fees. Basically, we currently have fees, we had them at 500. In the budget that we built, we budgeted them at 387. Many of the families, when they registered, had 387 in. We did have a caveat that if things were to, we had some language in there around wanting final approval. But when you voted on the budget, it was based on the 387 as part of it. You heard in my superintendent report the update on some of the data and statistics regarding transportation. But ultimately, the strategy here coming out of the district recommendation and policy subcommittee was to continue to see that the number of people, ridership, stay above what it is this year that's just ended and continue to see that. I think if we were to move to keeping it at 500, I think that would mean that we would have to collect on the 113 balance, which could have a negative impact on the number of riders, but also the bandwidth of collection among the team. And for those reasons and the reasons that we had stated earlier around wanting to see that fee more accessible so that more families could use it, particularly in this particular given year, we are recommending 387, which is an increase from 2 years ago, and it has to do with a 2.5% increase, along with a 5% adjustment that was made last. Miss Dr. Rogers, was it 5% and 2.5%?
Okay. Yes.
So, with that said, I'm happy to answer questions, but first I'll read the recommendation. So. I recommend approval of the FY25-26 user fees as discussed.
All right. Is there a motion?
Move to approve the FY25-26 user fees as discussed.
Second?
Second.
All right. Discussion questions. Let's see. McNeil? Oh, he's drinking so good.
Yeah. He caught me at a great time. No questions on my end. We've been discussing this over the past few months in policy, and we've been telegraphing it. We're very transparent with the community, and it's just the unfortunate consequence of the failed override. Now, wish it were different, but just the reality that we have to deal with if we want to offer any of these activities. So, that's it on my end.
Sampali?
Yeah, thank you, Lucas, for the explanation. You know, it's an unfortunate situation based on the failure of the override. So, you know, we already talked about this. Thank you again.
O'Sullivan?
Nothing at this time.
Okay. Charles?
So I know last time when we talked about busing, we had said that the amount that folks pay for buses is not the full amount. It was like, what, $1,300 if it was fully funded. Do we know what the amount for these sports are if they were fully funded for each of these programs?
If we break it down, we can get you some data that we do have available. I don't have it at my fingertips, but we can get you some information around by season or by sport. We can certainly, even with the increase to fees, costs also went up at the same time for some of the pieces around this. So I think it would be good for us to refresh and look at what do we anticipate after living this entire year. And we can certainly follow up with that with you, Mr. Charles.
Perfect. Thank you. Other than that, I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
And I just want to thank everybody involved for calculating the user fees, because I mean, just a couple of years ago, it was that flat fee. And to Mr. Charles's point, it wasn't, you know, some of them, it was kind of getting at almost the exact cost, but then there were other much more expensive sports that we were effectively kind of subsidizing. The work that kind of goes through with these tiers, it does mirror what some other districts do nowadays, but at least it does kind of make it much more comparable. So that way, if you know you're playing, you know, if you're playing football, it's an expensive sport. And so unfortunately, you're going to have to, the families are having to pay more. But I know that there was many, many hours that went into calculating all these fees. And so I truly appreciate all the time invested with that. Otherwise, yep, Al?
Sorry, just had a thought. So I know we're talking about this year, but fast forwarding to next year's fees for FY27, when do we think we should begin having those conversations and discussions around what that would look like?
I would say, and I'll let anyone else on my team, but I think as we build our budget throughout the fall, I think we have to have a pretty good handle on what those fees are, because if there's an offset and it impacts the operation side of the budget, I think you need to know that information in order to approve a budget. So I would anticipate that as part of it, we would be modeling out a fee structure based on what we know of our budget. And I think we're going to learn a lot next year about a few areas of the budget on what we need, what did we put forth as our best foot step forward into the new kind of reorganized school. But ultimately, I think that we're going to need to continue to just assess this. And we're not alone. I did talk with my superintendent cohort. Many districts are just in either tight budget situations, maybe not our circumstance, but are continuing to see things get more challenging. And they're all reviewing their fee structures and looking at this. And some are exploring tiers like we already did, but they didn't need to do it when we did. So I think this is going to be an ongoing thing. And I wonder about the market of fees, if that gets adjusted around us as well. So I think looking internally at our own data, but then also paying attention externally. So like what's the market value, if you will. I've used that term before, but I think these are things that we need to really think about as we move forward. And I don't want to commit that by the time I recommend the budget, we have all the fees laid out perfectly. But I do think part of our strategy next year throughout the fall is kind of gathering where are we and where do we see ourselves with fees? And are we in the ballpark? Is the escalator enough to keep mm-hmm. us current? And I think these are all things that will play out that we'll be able to share more information about.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Unless there's any other further questions, vote will come on the motion. Roll call, McNeil.
Yes.
Sampali.
Yes.
O'Sullivan.
Yes.
Charles.
Yes.
And Callahan, a yes. Motion passes.
Thank you. All
right, thank you, guys. Discussion only items, none. Information matters. It's listed as none. I believe any subcommittees have met. Perfect. Okay. Then we'll go into a consent agenda.
I recommend approval of the minutes from your June 10th, 2025 school committee meeting as detailed. I recommend review of the executive session minutes for declassification as discussed. I recommend declaring the attached list of curriculum resources and supplies as surplus.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as detailed?
Motion to approve the consent agenda as detailed.
Second?
Second.
All right. Questions, comments from the committee? All right. Vote will come on roll call motion. Roll call. McNeil?
Yes.
Sampali?
Yes.
O'Sullivan?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Callahan, yes. All right, motion passes. Citizens' comments. Are there any citizens in the audience who would like to make a comment on an item not on tonight's agenda and falls within the committee's purview? Let's see. I'm just on mobile. Is nobody, Dr. Rogers?
There's nobody raising their hand.
All right. Then new business.
Okay, so new business. I am queuing up my... So our next meeting is scheduled for technically July 22nd, 2025. And then after that, we have the August 12th meeting. So just to kind of lay out the summer, August 12th and August 26th are the two August school committee meetings. In those meetings, we anticipate sharing the new hire updates, any summer progress we've made in a variety of areas regarding the reorg, move, projects. And then in August on the 26th, we currently have the school handbook approval date. That could occur on the 12th. It's scheduled for the 26th. But I know that the forms, the back to school forms, all need to be changed and sign off. So we're in the process of working through some of that. So we'll be prepared to share a new hire update on both of those August dates. This year, I'm hoping we're not too far. We don't have as many as we've had in the past, and hopefully we can start to turn the corner. And despite the impacts of this budget season, I feel as though we're turning a corner to kind of stabilize and enter this school year reorged with a fresh chance to kind of look at things new in a new way. And I'm really excited about what next year can bring. I'm like everyone, also, you know, cautiously optimistic and want to make sure that we continue to do things really well. But I feel as though the team has been working very hard for many years and will continue throughout the summer to put us in the best position and share information in August and then kick off the school year next year. So with that said, I think that's kind of the layout of when I anticipate having a lot more information in those August dates.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you very much. And then otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All right. Roll call, McNeil?
Yes.
Sampali?
I have one quick comment before we go.
All right.
I would like to take this moment to thank Steve Sherlock for his all the work for the last year. So, you know, I really appreciate it for the Steve Sherlock. Thank you very much. Yes.
Thanks, Sampali. O'Sullivan?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
All right. And Callahan, yes as well. Thank you all very much. Hope you have a great rest of your summer until we see each other again.
Thank you.
Yes. Take care, everyone.
Have a good night.
Bye, guys.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.